Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're talking everything grills and grill gadgets right now. And
Making grilling great again.
Yes, you are, sir. So right now on the live line, we've got one of our friends from the South.
We should have this done today.
Yeah, and there he is right there. That is Greg Guidry from the Percy Guidry Company.
Home of the Cajun Grill. What's up, brother?
Everything good down in Louisiana. Oh, yeah, we're cooking it up.
We want to hear about your new Pro Grill.
Well, the new Pro Grill is on fire right now. We can't keep them in stock. We've been out of stock now for about a month. We had production going on, and we should be back in stock on the 19th, the week of the 19th. But they're awesome. They're a great alternative for people that are they like the way that the Kamado grills cook, but they don't want anything that's going to break, and they want something all stainless steel. They want more traditional cooking, more square inches, more capabilities of smoking, adjustability on the cold tray is a big hit. We have two independent cold trays, left and
that's
right,
really cool.
Up and down. So the pros really, really taken off. This is our first year making them, and they're all stainless steel, lifetime warranty, and we've been sending them, man, from St. Louis to Michigan to Massachusetts seems to be a big area, even New York City, Alaska. It's crazy. We're sending them all over the place, and it's a great grill. Great grill.
So, before you headed off to the Hearth Show, you were debuting your smoker for the top of it. How'd that go over?
The smoker was well received. Of course, it was in Dallas, Texas, so people went nuts. I mean, that's you want to talk about smoking? That's the smoking capital of the world is the state of Texas. So, a lot of the retailers that did go there, a lot of distributors in the Southeast loved it, but mostly Texas. And we got our first production run working right now. We should be getting that in on this 19th truckload, and we've been cooking on it, doing demos, and hopefully we'll have it on the website soon.
So is that box insulated?
The box isn't insulated, but it's double lined on the sides and the door as well. So it holds in the heat extremely well. Just the fact that it's stainless steel, it's going to hold in a lot more heat than regular steel, even though it's only 16 gauge material. But it cooks like a dream. I mean, we have a hopper that will burn for more than 12 hours on one load of fuel without having to reload it.
Nice.
I mean, which smoker is out there that does that? Very little. Very few of them do that. And this is one that's going to be operated. You can operate it in a built-in setting. That seems to be extremely popular around the whole country where people are building outdoor patios, outdoor kitchens. And this thing will be an all stainless steel. It'll fit beautifully if somebody wants to put a gas grill on there and have a smoker. Well, there's nothing out on the market right now that has that. This one will fit the bill for that and performs flawlessly.
Well, I hope to build a new outdoor kitchen next summer. I was trying to do it this year, but I have been unsuccessful at finishing three projects right now. So hopefully next year I'll get to do that. I think I got it all figured out, but I have full intended to put that Pro built in because I love the built-in version
the
of that.
Pro,
I have the Cajun.
The Pro, the smoker.
What's that?
The Pro or the smoker?
Well, at least the Pro. I don't know if I can justify another smoker, but it's certainly desirable. Greg, I just love your products, your families, both your brothers and your families. You're awesome folks. You're doing a lot of good production of some really like legendary product from when your pa made the original. Or your grandpa, whoever made the original, and I can't wait to see this new smoker in action. And where can people go online to check you out?
Right now, the grills are available online through our website. Also, there are some online retailers that are bringing our product in, such as BarbecueGuys.com. Maybe some of our distributors like Cunningham Gas Products out of Houston. That's one of our distributors. Also, we're about ready to get set up with Wayfair. We're about 3 weeks out, 3 to 4 weeks out from awesome. Being on Wayfair site.
Okay.
So you'll be able to buy it pretty much anywhere, any different site out there that sells grills. We'll be with it.
Awesome. Greg Guidry, Percy Guidry Company, Lafayette, Louisiana. Thanks, brother. And say hi to
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate all the help, Bob. Y'all have a great day, buddy.
All right, man. Guys. Thanks so much. All right, good folks, old friends. And now we're going to get on the grilling line and talk to somebody. Jop, you're going to love this fella.
So now on the live line, we've got Andrew Martin from the Grill Gadget Company. Hey, welcome to the show, Andrew.
Yes, hello there.
How are you? Hey, I stumbled on your website. This is Bob, and stumbled on your website, like I told you earlier, and I was looking up grill gadgets, and you actually have a company called Grill Gadget. Tell us what it is.
Yes, sir. It's a tool to clean a barbecue grill. It's made out of solid brass. It's about a 2-inch diameter brass disc, and it's got slots to fit just about any grill on the market. You just turn it till it fits your grill, and then you just glide it back and forth. Take a paper towel and wipe that black goop off.
Yeah, it almost looks like a branding iron, and it's round on the end, and it's got different size slots in it, so you turn it, Jop, to get the right width of, you know.
For your grates.
So it goes into the right width of
right,
your grates.
And then you just rub it back and forth, and it's knocking all the stuff
There's
off
no
the grate.
There's no brushes.
Right. I was telling Bob, this is probably why you did it, but I was telling Bob earlier this week that I was noticing that the little wires were coming out of my brush, and this is the cure for that, right? This is just this brass disc.
Yes, sir. You don't have to worry about the little wire bristles coming out of this tool. We hear a lot of people that's getting those little bristles on the grill, then they lay their hamburger or their steak on the grill, and they end up with that little wire bristle in their mouth, in their tongue, in their throat, and even in their belly sometimes. And you don't have that problem with this brass because it won't shed, it won't gum up like a brush.
Yeah, it sounds like they're pretty durable too, right?
Yes, sir. I've used one of these tools for about 22 years, and I've tested it just about any condition. I know it works. I put my name and I guarantee it lifetime warranty. If you wear it out or break it, you send it back to me and I'll give you a new one.
Wow, that's
cool. It's called grillgadget.com is the website if you want to get a hold of Andrew Martin. I really love the way this thing is built. It's so simple, and it's really well made, and it's made right in Tennessee. Is that right, brother?
Yes, sir. We make it in Rambler, Tennessee. It's kind of a small company. We have a family that helps me with it, and we produce them right there in a little town called Rambler, Tennessee.
Very nice.
And you've made how many of them now?
Well, we have them all over the country, all over the world, and I've sold thousands and thousands of them. And everybody that we meet from doing craft shows, they say we love this tool, and we hear it all the time. And it's just something that makes cleaning the grill so easy.
And the coincidence is you happen to be in Michigan right now. You're over at a craft show in Milford, Michigan. So if anybody's listening and headed down I-96 or US 23 and you want to go check out this grill gadget, you could pick up a few of them and take them back with you wherever you're headed. But the craft show in Milford, Michigan, it's close enough. We could have just run over there and interviewed you.
Hey, yes, sir. We do Milford Memories. Well, this is our third year up here, and it's a real good show. We really like coming up here because lots of people come to the show, and our booth number this year is 805. And if you like a grill gadget, come on by and pick up one. They're $19.95 in the grill lifetime warranty.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, Andrew, thanks for your time and being on the Grilling Guys show, and best of luck to you. And I'll be ordering one of these off your website, grillgadget.com.
Yeah, we ship them everywhere every week. My daughter-in-law, Tina, she does most of our shipping. and takes our orders on the phone. So the phones are waiting, and the orders are ready. When you get ready, holler at us, and we'll come right to you.
Well, Tina's a treat, and it's been great talking to you.
Thank you, Bob. It's been good talking with you. Have a good day, and we thank you for what you do.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye. Andrew Martin, Grill Gadget.
Yeah, I'm going to order one of these things just because my wire brush is failing me. Coming up next, Barbecue Bob's going to bring this train to the station with a little recipe for you. Stick with us. We'll be back.